Hello, everyone. Today's devotional will be from Psalm 46. Again, that is Psalm 46, and I'll read that for us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord. How he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The psalm is a pretty well-known psalm. And it's a psalm that is characterized by confidence in the fact that God is like a strong fortress that will not fail to defend the inhabitants. There are kind of three main sections of this psalm, so we'll quickly go over each one. In the first section, verses 1 to 3, the psalmist confidently declares that God is a refuge and strength despite any chaos, trouble, or destruction that could happen. And these are some pretty disastrous sounding descriptions. The earth gives way, the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. But the psalmist still holds a confident outlook that God is a refuge and strength. I found it interesting that in verse 1, he says that God is a very present help. This shows that the psalmist was not only confident in God's help, but also in the nearness of that help. God's help is not one that is far off, but one that is near and now. In the second section, the psalmist makes a reference to a city, which is most likely Jerusalem. The interesting thing here is that the psalmist refers also to a river, though there is no such river in Jerusalem. There are some prophetic references to this river of Jerusalem, for example, in Ezekiel or in Revelation, and that is yet to come. So the psalmist here is talking about this river, already sure of the future reality that is to come. And when I was reading this section, I also thought that this city could be a reference to the new Jerusalem after Jesus' return, and that the river could also be a metaphor for peace and life, which rivers tend to symbolize in the Bible. In verse 6, it says, "The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts." The psalmist here is saying that even warring nations are nothing to God. Not that God doesn't care about these things, but that in terms of scale, God's power and size completely trumps even that of nations and kingdoms. Just by his voice, the whole earth melts. And then in verse 7, the psalmist gives an encouragement that this kind of God is with us. This kind of powerful God is our fortress. And I think that's as reassuring as you can get. In the third section, this is verses 8 to 11, the psalmist shifts from declaring confidence in God's protection to declaring his glory. Verse 8 says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth." Verse 9 declares God's peace. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. God will cease conflict, war, and destruction. In verse 10, the psalmist temporarily writes from the perspective of God and says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still, because the one that is our refuge despite any calamity, the one that is powerful enough to melt the earth with his voice, the one that will seize all conflict, is God. And this God will be exalted. What comforting words of unwavering confidence in the Lord. This is a very simple psalm that is, I think, such a great example of the kind of faith and confidence we can have as God's people. Even though we forget many times, we can know for certain that our God is bigger than anything else. It's like a small child who is swimming in what seems like a vast expanse of water, but has nothing at all to worry because her father, who is much taller than the depth of the water, will never let her go. It's impossible for her to sink because even though she is in water that is too deep for her, she is in the dependable arms of her father, who is unaffected by the water. God is our fortress, and this fortress cannot ever fail or be destroyed. There is absolutely no chance for the enemy to be victorious when God is our fortress. I think this was a good personal reminder for me because recently I've been thinking and praying a lot about what God is calling me to do in the further future. And it got me thinking, what if God calls me to do something I feel very unequipped, unready, or even unwilling to do? I always tell myself that I'm going to do whatever and go wherever God calls me. But honestly speaking, these convictions sometimes disappear when I'm faced with the fear of inability. God has reminded me through prayer and also through today's passage that if I truly call God my God, I have nothing to worry because he is my fortress. I can be still and know that he is God. I am not my own fortress. I am not building my own fortress. God is my fortress, my refuge and strength. I hope this is a fundamental, essential truth we remind ourselves of today. No matter the circumstance, day or night, rain or shine, we can still be under the immovable defense of our God. I hope that today we can take a couple of minutes to meditate on this passage. Maybe some of us are in a great season of confidence in the Lord's protection. And if so, praise God. I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of and encourage you through these things. But maybe for some of us, we've built up our own defenses, trusted in ourselves in fear of the things that trouble us. What areas of our lives have we forgotten that the Lord is our fortress? The Holy Spirit can and will provide us with newfound trust and peace. So let's ask him for these things, that we would be still and know that he is God. Let's pray. God, we declare that you are as mighty as you are full of peace. We thank you that you are our fortress, whether we see it or not, regardless of the circumstance. Help us to be still, knowing that you are God. And I pray that as we spend time with you today, we would be filled with your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.